Well, hello, this is DJ Frederick, and you have found the Radio Thrift Shop. Now, the Radio Thrift Shop is homemade and homegrown radio. From a DJ who doesn't know the rules and can barely announce anyway. Yep, I admit it. We dig into my musical themes and musical archives here at the Thrift Shop. We listen to 45s, 33s, LPs, scratchy 78s, even cassettes and compact discs. Checking out rock and pop, jazz, exotica, folk, acoustic, folk rock, indie pop, lo-fi, psychedelic, jam bands, library, easy listening, and just about everything else that I can dig out of the crates. Hopefully it all makes sense by the end of the hour. Thank you for joining me on this musical journey. On this edition of the Thrift Shop, we're going to delve into some modern instrumental music released in the past few years. So let's drop the needle.
Thank you.
Something brand new from the Monophonics with Get to the Gold. And also, hot off of the press, the Black Market Brass with Maraca. And we started off with, yes, another brand new release from the artist Stuffed Tomato in a tune called Life Cycles. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop Musical Exploration for Non-Commercial Radio. Sometimes this show is for the birds.
This is Bird Note, and today is Earth Day. This is the sound of the ivory-billed woodpecker, a bird that was last seen for certain before 1950. The low-lying hardwood forests of the southeast that it depended on had been cut down. But it's not too late to help other birds, like the solitary American bittern. We can preserve the wetlands upon which they depend so that the bittern's otherworldly song never disappears. ¶¶ The sharp-tailed grouse lives in a wide range of habitats, from prairie grasslands to shrublands to the bogs of the boreal forest. Populations of sharp-tailed grouse have increased by nearly 20% since 1970, partly thanks to the Conservation Reserve Program. Let's end with a real success story. By the end of 2019, 337 California condors graced the skies over the West Coast. With the help of a multitude of individuals, government agencies, wildlife organizations, and more, the wild population has increased from only 25 birds in the 1980s. This Earth Day, we invite you to join BirdNote and our conservation partners to help bring birds back. Start at birdnote.org. I'm Mary McCann.
Welcome back. This is DJ Frederick. I want to talk a little bit about a club that I'm a member of. It is the British DX Club. The club covers all aspects of radio listening, from distant listening to learning about broadcasting on shortwave, medium wave, and VHF FM bands. They also have coverage of UK domestic radio stations and European stations as well. The club was founded in 1974, and it celebrated its 45th anniversary in 2019. It's run by an all-volunteer board and an editorial team that creates Communication, their monthly publication, which is both in print and in PDF form, that includes loggings, DX news, discussions, and just cool ways to connect with your fellow radio enthusiasts. They also produce the BDXE Audio Circle, which is a radio program, and that includes many, many cool audio DX catches, radio-related conversations, and archival material. For more information, you can visit bdxc.org.uk. You don't have to live in the UK to enjoy the BDXE. I'm right here in New Hampshire, and I find it fascinating every single month, a wealth of information on AM, FM, and shortwave listening. All right, speaking of that, let's get back to the listening. One, here's Scratched Wax.
Two, three. We'll be right back.
two tunes from Maston from the release Panorama. And before that, we heard Sweeps from Boston, USA. Amazing musician. Brand new 2021 release that was called Clarity. And we started off with Scratched Wax, another new release, a tune called Rizla Beat. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. Here's one of my favorite instrumental bands of all time, Scenic.
Exploring science in the sea. The 2020 hurricane season was a mean one. It produced 30 named storms, which was a new record. 13 of the storms became hurricanes, which was tied for the second most on record. A dozen storms hit the United States, another record. And combined, the storms produced an estimated $37 billion in damages. Some of the damage occurred far inland, as heavy rains produced massive floods. And according to a recent study, the inland damage could get even worse in the years ahead. That's because a warmer climate is causing storms to weaken more slowly after they hit land. They come ashore absolutely soaking wet, so they produce heavy rains for a lot longer. Researchers looked at records of tropical storms in the North Atlantic over the last 50 years. They found that in the early 1960s, the storms lost three-quarters of their punch in the first 24 hours after coming ashore. Storms in recent years, though, lost only half of their intensity during that first day. Computer simulations of storms produced a likely reason for the difference: warmer oceans. Warmer water produces more evaporation, which is what powers big tropical storm systems. So when a storm that was born over a warmer ocean hits the shore, it holds a lot more water than the storms of a half century ago. That provides the juice to keep a tropical system going long after it hits land, putting regions far from the ocean at greater risk of dangerous flooding. Science in the Sea is available as a weekly podcast at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
Welcome back. This is DJ Frederick. Let's dive into some jazzy tunes. We'll be right back. Mr. Paul Horn from the album Visions, and that was Dida. Before that, Sun Ra, The Night of the Purple Moon. Bud Shank with a cover of the Beatles' Michelle. And we started off with Jersey Million Orchestra. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. If you'd like to listen again, all of the programs are archived at radioforall.net. That's radio, the number for all.net. I'm also the curator of Free Radio Skybird, so you can contact me at freeradioskybird@icloud.com. That's freeradioskybird@icloud.com.
Profile America, Wednesday, March 10th. For many Americans, trying to envision life without our various telephones would be like trying to live without indoor plumbing. Or perhaps even food. The crucial utility is 145 years old today. In 1876, Alexander Graham Bell made the first and very local telephone call in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Over a wire to his assistant in the next room, Bell said, "Mr. Watson, come here, I want to see you." Now the public has an insatiable appetite for multi-purpose phones, and there are 277 million cell phone users in America's population of around 330 million. Of America's 123 million occupied housing units, some 1.3 million, or just over 1%, have no phone service available. You can find more facts about America from the U.S. Census Bureau online at census.gov.
We're playing the most variety from the past century of recorded sound. I'm DJ Frederick, and you're listening to Radio Thrift Shop.
Thank you.
great keyboardist Charles Kynard with a cover of Seals and Crofts' Summer Breeze. And before that, from the album Dune, we heard David Matthews and Space Oddity. Well, that is going to wrap it up for this oddity of the Radio Thrift Shop, non-commercial radio for the rest of us. Thank you for coming on this musical excursion. I'll be back next time with more tunes. We'll be digging even deeper into the crates. So until then, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, take good care of those you love.